On with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the new Hallmark Channel movie, Like Cats and Dogs, actress Cassidy Gifford. How are you?
I'm doing so well. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to come over. Coincidentally, I was just with your lovely mama.
About
2 weeks ago? I was hosting the ninth hour of the Today Show.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. That's awesome. I've hosted with her a bunch of times, and it's funny because I was telling her coincidentally, when she was catching me up on your brothers and sisters and yourself and stuff, I was like, oh my gosh, I totally remember her talking about you guys when you were little kids.
Yeah.
Mavis and Kelly, and it's like the time went by like that, which I'm sure you hear a lot, right?
I do. I don't get it quite as bad as my brother. He definitely got a little bit more of like highlighter. Yeah, Cody.
Right. Cody, right. Exactly. He literally grew up with everyone.
Yeah, everyone knows.
Right. Cody. Exactly. That's funny. You're the youngest.
I'm the youngest. Yep. We're 3.5 years apart. I'm 23. He just turned 27.
Nice. Yeah. Well, congratulations
thank
on
you.
Everything.
Oh, thank you.
This is a big role for you. What's the premise of Like Cats and Dogs?
Okay. So I play Laura Haley. I'm a very free spirited, kind of, you know, more carefree girl that just graduated from college.
Okay.
And I am sort of just complacent in life and just graduated and working at my parents' accounting firm.
Most of the kids.
Yes. That's all very true. And I decide to go on vacation and to get away and take my dog with me. And so I go to this place called South Haven, Michigan. It's our beach house. And this boy happens to also come, and there's a mix up with it's called GoBnB, but it's an Airbnb type website. And he's also staying there with his cat. So we're probably the most opposite personality types in the world. And as you can imagine, like, he's very, very strict and very regimented, working on his biochemistry thesis right now for getting his master's.
Right.
And I'm there to just hang out and take pictures. I'm a photographer. I want to be a photographer. It's always been my passion, but I'm kind of stuck in that rut working with my parents. And I guess hilarity kind of ensues. We bump heads at first because we are polar opposites. But as time goes on, we kind of see that sometimes you have to give and take a little, and that what's really getting in our own way is ourselves and our, you know, how stuck we are in our ways.
Being closed-minded. Yeah. So hilarity and romance, I assume.
I think so.
Nice. Well, that's a fun premise. Yeah. It seems very clever and modern, too, with the whole Airbnb things. As I was hearing that, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I could never be cast as that guy because I'm allergic to cats. What if you get this great?
Too.
You are too. So how difficult was it? No, I mean really bad. Like my eyes get swollen and I get the watery. It's a whole thing. So what do you imagine you get cast for that role? It's like your big break and then you
and
can't
like,
do it.
Oh, I can't do that.
With a cat.
Could it be CGI?
Right. Can you CGI the cat?
I know.
So how did you do it?
It's so funny because I got cast and they had asked me, and I pretty much had grown out of it. But when I was little, like, I would have asthma attacks, and then my eyes would be the same.
You're bad too then.
Oh, yeah. No, I would look like, you know, Will Smith in Hitch when he, like, has, like, the clam in his face.
Right.
It's, like, all swollen. That was me when I was little. And then I just kind of grew out of it.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
I thought, because I hadn't really been around. I still have that weird, like, cats are cute, but, like, I have no interest in, like, touching them. Like, I have that deep-seated fear that, like, was ingrained in me when I was little. So I sneezed a little bit because I hadn't been around one in so long.
But you didn't hitch out.
No, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. And
that's
had Benadryl on hand, not with the straw.
Right.
Like he does in the movie, but I definitely had Benadryl on hand.
Well, you're giving me some inspiration now because maybe it was a young thing because I haven't given cats a chance since.
Yeah, I can't. I know. Well, why
I haven't.
Why
cats
would you?
Why would I, right?
There's no reason to.
There's
no reason.
Huh.
Except there was a reason this time, so I kind of had to go into it.
Yeah,
like,
you had a good reason.
I mentally prepared myself.
Right. And your co-star is Wyatt Nash.
Yes.
What was he like to work with?
He was awesome. We had so much fun. He was like one of the sweetest people on the planet. We found out we go to the same church. Like we do like a bunch of all the similar things.
That worked out.
Yeah. And his fiance came to visit while we were on set and the three of us hung out and kind of just, we had a blast. He was really funny. And we kind of ended up doing like everything together, like off of set too. And it was great.
What's your preference in real life, dog or cat? Well, cat. Okay. I mean, dog.
Yeah,
we just cleared that up.
I'm a huge dog.
I went out with this one girl, I remember, and she had a cat, and it was actually like a deal breaker. It was because I couldn't really go over. I was going over there. What's a deal breaker for you, not in pet?
Aside from cat.
What's like a deal? If he smokes,
Definitely smokes, yeah.
Deal breaker?
I also start sneezing, like around anything. Like I'm so allergic to cigarettes.
You're allergic to all things.
Yeah, I should just live in a bubble. But pretty much just like smoking, but if they don't have a good sense of humor and they can't laugh at themselves and be self-deprecating, I think that's kind of a recipe for disaster because really all you can do, especially in the state of the world that we're in right now, if you can't laugh at yourself, you know, what can you?
You got to be able to laugh.
Yeah. Do you have dogs?
I do. I have two at home. They're my family's dogs, but I always grew up with dogs.
What kind of dogs?
I have a golden doodle named Lola and then a my dog named Bambino, who's a teacup Malta Poo, who is my mom's, I swear, it's her first child. And I always say that because the feet have never touched the ground. She's always attached at the hip. It's like, he's a little yapper because he's so spoiled, but he's so sweet. And
Bambino?
Bambino.
That's great. Speaking of your mom, we brought her to the red carpet premiere of the film, right?
No, we haven't had one yet. It airs on Saturday.
So what has been the best advice your mom has given you, though, about this business?
I guess so many things that kind of intertwine. But one of the things she always said that her father, my grandpa, who's since passed, used to always say to her when she was little, is if you have a pulse, you have a purpose. And that purpose is to do what you're going to do and do it well. And to go out there and be a blessing in other people's lives. Because what else can you, what
Solid
else is
advice.
There? Solid aside
advice.
From laughing at yourself.
right. Aside. So what else would you like to do as far as focus completely on acting? Or is there other aspects of the business that you'd like to get into? Or what about hosting like your mom does?
I've done it before. Last year I went and did Entertainment Tonight for the Super Bowl. Okay. But they were honoring my dad. It was right after my dad had passed away. And I had a lot of fun. I learned a lot.
That's cool, though.
That's
special that you got to do that.
Yeah, it was so special. And that was kind of my big pull. I'd always sort of wanted to stray away from it. Just because, you know, I want to compartmentalize my career from my mom's. You know, we're very different people. And, you know, I think that's what makes it great when you can do different things. But then they intertwine a little bit.
Right.
And I had a lot of fun. But I also learned that I love being an actress, and that's what I've wanted to do since I was in first grade when I did the Three Little Pigs. And I was like, had my heart set on it, even though my parents tried to deter me at first. And then they realized, you know, okay, she can't be stopped. Like, I quit like gymnastics, like all the other things. It was the thing that I was like, I wasn't willing to give up on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you knew that at such an early age. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Saw on Instagram, you had a chance to meet Carrie Underwood.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That was the most embarrassing moment of my life. I just cried. It was the weirdest thing. I'm not a weird person. And I remember I went to her concert and I had just gone to it at MSG like 2 weeks before. Uh-huh. And then she did a small show for a bunch of veterans and their families on a Carnival cruise ship. And my mom was going, and normally I never tag along to anything with her, but she knew I like love her. Like I voted for her when she was on American Idol. Like that was my thing with my dad. We used to watch American Idol and vote like way back in the day when I don't even remember. I guess I must've been like fourth or fifth grade then. And I don't know what happened. It was the weirdest thing. I went to like shake her hand and I just panicked and I cried. It was mortifying. And my mom just like looked at her and she was like, I swear she's not a freak. And I was like, how would she know I'm crying?
That's funny. Yeah, she's nice though, right?
So nice. So lovely.
It's always cool when someone you look up to ends up being really nice.
Exactly.
It's devastating if they're not.
Exactly. And certain people, they don't even have to talk. You can kind of tell, like they're just kind natured. You know, they could just say hi and you're like, you're not a jerk.
Right. Is home for you LA or New York?
I'm kind of bi-coastal right now, but I'm mainly in LA.
So you're mainly LA.
Yeah.
Which coast do you like better?
I'm starting to really love LA, but I'm an East Coaster at heart. Like all my best friends are still back there. My family is out there. My brother's here. We're roommates.
Because you essentially grew up there, right?
I grew up in Connecticut.
Yeah, I grew up there. But your brother, didn't he go to school at SC?
He did, and so did I.
And you were
at SC. Yeah, I didn't graduate, but I left. I'm still technically on a leave of absence, I think. But I was there for about a year and a half, and then work started picking up and I figured I have the opportunity to do what I love to do and what I worked at for most of my life. And like, it would be foolish not to take advantage of that.
Of course. You got a boyfriend?
I do. Yes.
You got a big smile. Yes. It's been a while or?
Yeah. We've been best friends since seventh grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
He knows. Oh, wow.
Yeah. We haven't been dating since then, but he's my family loves him. He's a sweetheart.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, good to hear. Yeah. All right. I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Okay.
Go to karaoke song.
Okay, anything Billy Joel. It's probably Only the Good Die Young. Yeah.
Do you sing?
Not well. You try.
We all do after a couple
of
practices.
Exactly.
Right. First show on your DVR?
First TV show?
Yes.
Seinfeld.
Really?
Yeah. I had older parents. I'm just like, I'm like 100 years old.
Favorite Snapchat filter?
Oh, the puppy. I like the puppy. And my friends just make fun of me for it now. So now I've just accepted it. I've just owned it that it's going to happen. Okay.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh my gosh. There were a couple.
That's all right.
Oh my gosh. I was obsessed with Robert Pattinson during Twilight, which was weird because like I was past the point that like having pictures on, it was the only person I ever like had on like the posters on my wall. Cause I more loved Twilight. Like I read all the books and I was like obsessed with him. It's really embarrassing.
So it's sort of like whoever was in that character, right?
Yes.
Probably would have been obsessed with.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay,
good. I hope so.
It was more the character than him.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But then he filled that space.
Then he filled the role and it was like, I kind of just had to go with it.
Yes, of course. Time travel destination.
Ooh. probably, oh gosh, like the Elizabethan era in England. I'm always so fascinated by Queen Elizabeth and the theater of that time and the Globe Theater.
The wardrobe there seemed like a big hassle.
Yeah, I don't know if I would.
It seemed stiff.
Well, I didn't know the wardrobe was coming with me.
No, you got to fit in. You got to fit in.
You can't be chilling in like a little maxi dress or something. You got to.
Yeah, it seemed very uncomfortable. And there's no air conditioning.
What do you call it with the corset?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There was a lot of disease.
There was a lot of disease then, too, yes.
But you only got to hang there for a week, so it's okay.
And it was a quick answer. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I can suck it up for a week.
Well, in the meanwhile, Like Cats and Dogs airs Saturday on Hallmark Channel, and you can follow her on Instagram at CassidyGiff. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
On with Mario Lopez.